Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club for today's Delta Dental Pro-Am happening here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Competition starts tomorrow, bright and early Thursday, the opening round, championship round Sunday. Hope to have another exciting finish as the guys will be rolling in. Ricky Fowler provided great moments for us both in regulation and in sudden death happening. Today, the Rocket Mortgage Classic Pro-Am is going on. We have a couple guys here, a couple legends here that participated this morning. First of all, Nick Barlage, the CEO of the Cleveland Cavaliers, is also on the board of the Rocket Giving Fund, which is the group that really manages everything that goes on within the Rocket Mortgage Classic, the financials, the community impact, the way this event runs. Intersport, Jason Langwell, he is the executive director, but it's this group that kind of gives it its fiber, gives the directives on what's happening. And Nick, it's great to have you here. First of all, you've been around PGA Golf here for a couple years now with this event. Thoughts about today?
Yeah, today was fantastic. First of, you know, Mother Nature holding out, which is always a great thing, as you know, Mark. But it's every year it seems like the group continues to just step its game up relative to the experience. The course is in phenomenal shape. Love the new, you know, love the new skirting around the entire course, which is all black. I think it looks incredibly clean. But I think most importantly, the greatest part about this is the positive impact it has on the community. You know, the changing the course initiative is such a one that creates vibrancy across the entire Detroit region, but specifically here in this neighborhood. You can see the lift. I've been coming here now for, I think, five of the six years, because 1 year due to COVID, and you can see the neighborhood just continuing to get lifted up by this event being here, which is really what it's all about at the end of the day.
We were having that conversation with Kim Freeman with Waffle Cafe Detroit, and the impact that it's had, this event has had on her business on Livernois in a very positive way. You talk about the digital divide going into COVID. Less than 40% of Detroit residents had connectivity to the internet. And you think about that. You think about medical care, job searches, education challenges. That number is now over 70% due to the leadership of the Rocket Mortgage Classic and working with changing the course, working with the city of Detroit. Unbelievable impact. Another legend, Campy Russell, was on the course this morning, coming out of Pontiac Central, of course, Go Blue, the University of Michigan,
yes.
Back in the 70s, just in that kind. You've been a Cavalier for so long, and it was great to have you here in Detroit today.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. One of the best things that ever happened to me was being drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers, because I know when I was coming out of college, you know, there was a lot of speculation about me going to Los Angeles, the Knicks, other places. And so when I was drafted by the Cavaliers, I said, oh, my God, why the Cleveland? I don't know anything about Cleveland. But I tell you, it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me.
And that happened back in 74. You look at the
yes.
family-type relationship that
yes.
you've had with that organization.
Yes.
You're still with them today.
Oh, there's no question that it is a family atmosphere. Everybody is committed to doing all the right things as an organization. We are very, very much involved in the communities there in Cleveland. You know, we do all that we need to do to be a force in that area. And thus far, we've done a great job of that.
Growing up in Pontiac and then heading down to Ann Arbor, play for University of Michigan there at Chrysler. How has this city changed in your perspective? Everything changes. And, you know, sometimes things get better. Sometimes things get worse, but it's always changing. What are your perspectives, having been here this week and other visits to the city?
Well, I visit the city of Detroit every year. I've been going to the Detroit Jazz Festival for the last 40, 50 years, however long it's been going on. So I've seen this city make some great strides. You know, you drive around here, you see the development that's going on. You see, you know, the free flowing of people. You see the atmosphere has really gone to a whole different level. It's an atmosphere, for me, it's become more inviting. Mm-hmm. And because this city is so inviting, you know, people want to come and be a part of it. So this city is doing exactly what it needs to do.
Are you a fan of Rodney Whittaker, by the way?
Rodney Whittaker.
He's one of the finest jazz bass players. I was hoping you were, because he's a Michigan State
player. That's okay. That's okay.
tonight, Nick, the world's eyes will turn to the NBA draft. It's an opportunity for young men to learn where they're going to be headed, much like Campy was back in 74. I don't want to get into the details of the draft, but it's a big night for teams all over looking to advance where their position is, but at the same time really giving these guys kind of an opportunity to look at what their future is going to be.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And, you know, it's unique this year because we were actually just talking to Sam Merrill about this out on the golf course. They split the draft into two nights. So you've got the first round tonight and the second round tomorrow night, which gives, you know, great opportunity for whether it's trades or movement or things to happen. And it really kind of marks the unofficial start of free agency at the same time. So,
do you expect things to transpire between tonight and tomorrow?
I expect there to be more activity than we're used to, especially in the second round, because people have to go home, sleep on it. Maybe they missed somebody, or maybe somebody fell out of the first round that they thought may be in the second round, and they may try to move up or buy into the second round, which is typically where teams come in, and there's a lot more movement. So, and it's also a very deep draft this year. You know, it's a little different than last year where you had Wembanyama, who was the unanimous number one. Yep. There's a lot of intrigue, you know, some kids out of Connecticut. You got some more French players. There's kind of a spectrum of athletes that could go in that top 10 with the kid from Kentucky. There's a lot of intrigue and almost a lot of mystery around this year's draft, which always spurns activity. And then obviously, as I mentioned earlier, splitting it over 2 days, you should see some unique activity you don't normally see during an NBA draft period.
We were talking with Hutch and his parents yesterday about the NFL draft and the process they went through. And for these young men, first of all, you got to understand they're 21 or younger. Usually they're young men that are coming in. They have a lot of advisors, a lot of family, but they step into this. And, you know, Hutch's mom was describing, we thought he was going to the Lions. Then we heard maybe he's not. And we felt like he could fall 15, 20 spaces if he didn't. That's what's going through these players' minds is every team, organization is telling the players kind of what they want to hear, you know, because they want to make sure that they're the one come in. But for the players, it's got to be a painstaking process. Campy, can you relate with that?
Well, you know, it's always a tough situation for everybody that's involved because you never know where you're going to end up at. And then when you end up at a particular place, then you still have some thoughts about, is this the right place for me? So it's just one of those situations that you have to be thankful that, one, that you were drafted and that you have this opportunity.
Well, we look forward to that this evening and then tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I think the second round, we'll have that on probably up in the Rocket Chalet and watch a few picks that are going on up there. Any closing comments, Campy, about this event, this experience that you've had?
Well, it's definitely a world-class situation in terms of how everybody is treated, you know, the amount of dollars that are being raised for a good cause. I just think this has got to be one of the top, you know, celebrity-type events in the country, you know, because of what they deliver every time you step out there. You know, and I think that's the beauty of this whole situation.
And, Nick, you're on the board. This event will be better next year than it is this year. That's the type of mindset that we come into this every year.
That's right. And if you think about it, Mark, you know, Detroit and really the upper Midwest or the Great Lakes region is on a roll right now. It's great to see between the NFL draft. This is going to be an incredible weekend for Detroit. A lot of great momentum. We're coming up on the shores of Lake Erie and just things we got to continue to build upon, get better at. But to your point, and a big credit to your leadership and Jason Langwell's as well, this event gets better and better every year, and we can't wait to see the heights we can reach as we
It's really
going.
The tale of two cities. I mean, you had the women's Final Four down in
That's
Cleveland.
Right.
You had the
That's
draft
right.
a couple years before Detroit did.
As you know, as Dan likes to say, we have our own coastline.
Right. Tennis in the land is rolling in
That's
to Detroit.
Right.
There's so many exciting things happening. Just a short drive back and forth between the two. I can't thank you enough. Nick Barlage, CEO of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Campy Russell, the iconic legend everywhere. We appreciate you both being on Focus today. We'll be back with Focus right after this.